on today.
We're going to give you the headers here at the top of America tonight. And, of course, this hour we head into Nail the Score. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, ooh, you're in for a treat. Don't flip the dial. Shame on you if you do. Nail the Score is your chance to win a cell phone, movie tickets, food gift certificates to some cool restaurants across the nation, popcorn, all kinds of other things that I don't want to give away and reveal that will be stuffed into the prize pack from America tonight. Nail the Score is basically this. Coming up in our next segment, our computer will randomly choose the game of the week in the NFL. When that comes down, I'll tell you who I think will win that game and what I think the final score will be. Also, our technical maestro, Matt Johnson, will give you his score, and then all of you can chime in and throw in your two cents. All you have to do is say who you think is going to win and what you think that final score will be. So if you correctly nail the score, whatever it is, 14-0, that would be incredible, wouldn't it? 14-0. What a boring game that would be. I don't know. 48-7. I mean, it could be any score that you randomly decide to choose. And if you correctly pick the score and you got to pick the team that wins as well, so whatever team wins and what the final score is going to be, and that's how you nail the score. It's a whole lot of fun, and we're hoping we're going to have a winner this year. We didn't have a winner last season or the season before, but it's definitely possible, and we had a couple people that came very, very close. So, hey, just maybe, you're going to be the person that wins the first prize pack for Nail the Score. So that's exciting stuff. Before we do that, like I said, I'm going to head to the headers, meaning what's going on around the country. Big story out of the East, Yale. Good story in the sense that they caught this guy who pretty much they're going to nail to the wall, I think, with the DNA evidence and all the other evidence surrounding what appears to have happened in a lab on the Yale campus. Sad story about Annie Lee, the 24-year-old who was getting married, who was at the School of Medicine at Yale and was working in the Animal Resources Center. They found her body stuffed in the basement wall. She was supposed to get married a couple of days previous to that. Everybody was looking for her all over the place. Could not, she was supposed to get married that week, and they could not find her for basically a week, it seemed. And it turns out that the tech that also worked in the lab, Raymond J. Clark III, now has been charged with murder in the death of this graduate student, a guy who they say, they describe, they being the people who, neighbors who lived around him, people who worked with him, some of them, that he was smart and very friendly and loved his dog, lived with his girlfriend. So what happened for this horrible thing to happen to this graduate student? But again, the evidence is certainly mounting against him. The bond is $3 million. Can you imagine? Whatever happened, the train went off the tracks, and this poor woman, the sad, sad victim here. Big story out of Washington. No, not healthcare, although that is the ongoing big story. The House votes to cut federal funding for Acorn. Acorn finally getting a lot of mainstream publicity, negative publicity lately for some of the videos that have been cut. We've talked about them certainly on this show before, and you may have even seen some of them. This is radio, but in the videos, you have some interesting things going on, an undercover secret tape where you had two people posing as a prostitute and a pimp showing Acorn employees in four of the agency's offices and suggesting or condoning a series of illicit actions, and as the couple is seeking advice on setting up a brothel with underage women from El Salvador, and the Acorn people are telling them what to do and how to dupe the government, basically. So that was just way too much and so over the top that you actually have, amazingly, can we have some applause? The Democrats and the Republicans agreeing on something. Yes. Something that I think they should agree to. Cut the money away. Cut them out of the money. So here's the deal. And this is what gets confusing with the bills, the measures, all that stuff that people don't realize what it's chock full of. The measure was added to a larger bill in the House on reforming student loans that got House approval. So it follows a provision passed earlier in the week by the Senate that would stop the housing and urban development grants to Acorns, so more than $2 million. Acorns' CEO says that the group gets most of its money from members and other supporters and that its operations would be just fine, thank you, even if it gets cut off from government grants. Still, to lose millions, I would think, even if it's a couple of million, has to cut a little bit to, would have to cut. Bertha Lewis is the Acorn CEO, by the way, and said that they were disturbed. Acorn was disturbed by what they saw. They took steps immediately. They, you know, in hiring in all the offices, they've stopped that. They have a training program for all the frontline staff. And they're doing whatever they can, including an independent auditor that's been selected, and they're going to cooperate with everything. And the FBI director is saying there's a potential federal investigation of all of Acorn as a result of this. I mean, clearly it's something that the Department of Justice has to look at anyway. I mean, 11 states have been investigated with Acorn. Because of the voter registration fraud, remember, from the general election in 2008. Boy, we talked about that a ton on this show. Now you have these videos. And the videos, by the way, were shot in New York, Baltimore, Maryland, Washington, and in San Bernardino, California. Schwarzenegger, the governor of California, furious. He wants to pull all of the state's funding for Acorn, too. Acorn, by the way, is claiming that the film team attempted to trick employees in a couple of other cities to making, in, you know, statements that would get them in trouble, but they did not let them, they stopped it before it happened, so it wasn't taped. Let's go to Al, who's listening to us in Canada. He's our leadoff man. Hello, Al.
Hi, Kate. You know, according to Nancy Pelosi, the heavy oil from the oil sands here in Western Canada, which is one of our biggest industries up here in Western Canada, is the dirtiest oil in the world. You know, where is Congressman Wilson? I wish that's the guy that called Barack Obama a liar, right?
Right.
Yeah, I wish he'd have been in the audience there and called Nancy Pelosi a liar. You know, it's okay to buy oil from Saudi Arabia, a country that beheads people. Did you know that Saudi Arabia still beheads people
as part of their justice
system? When Barack Obama was in the capital of Saudi Arabia there and bowing down before the king of Saudi Arabia and kissing him on the hand, and a mile away from that palace where Obama was kissing the king of Saudi Arabia's hand, they still behead people in soccer stadiums. Is that incredible or what? To me, that is dirty oil. You know, if Nancy Pelosi kept her mouth shut, she maybe wouldn't breathe in so much smog.
You always have a good line that you end on, my friend. Thank you. Take care in Canada. So we mentioned Acorn. Here's a couple other quick ones for you. On the Jackson clan, the mother is, and the kids are getting $86,000 a month from Michael Jackson's estate. That's not a ooh-ah moment. We knew it was going to be pretty high. This is a big one. Obama scrapped the Bush-era missile defense plan. Ooh, that is a ooh-ah. Stay with us.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 17, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $1,017.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,045.60, $522.80 for a half ounce, or $261.40 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,045.60, $522.80, or $261.40.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens, which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Number handy, 800-259-5799, Kate Delaney America tonight, and now it's time for
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
All right, without further ado, what we have to do here, since I don't get to choose, let's pull out that gigantic computer that we have at our plush studios in Minneapolis. Matt, if you would, let's see what the computer says. Oh, say it's not so. Can we just try it one more time? I know I did that last week, too. Okay, here we go. Would you believe at the billion-dollar palace, it's true, the Giants are visiting the Dallas Cowboys, and it is the Sunday night game. So Cowboys Stadium the site for this matchup between these two teams. It is one of the bigger matchups, I think, on the weekend. So do you like the traveling Giants at Dallas, or do you like the Dallas Cowboys in their new home? It is the home opener. Of course, they played preseason games and stuff, but this is the real thing. This is a big deal for the people in Dallas, and especially Jerry Jones and his Cowboys. They're coming off of a big win over Tampa, but of course, they should have beaten Tampa. The Giants struggled against Washington. They did win it, though, 23-17. I'm going to say that Dallas, as much as they can struggle with the Giants, and they have, at home, even if it's just barely, they seem to take care of business. So I'm going to say that and I'm no Cowboy fan, but I'm going to say that the Cowboys win this one. Tony Romo has a pretty good game, and I think that the defense is there, of course. And I think special teams might play a part, although it's going to be weird with this gigantic scoreboard, not scoreboard, the gigantic TV screen, HD screen that they have that all the kickers keep complaining about, so it'll get its exposure on national television. But I'm going to say that Romo has a very big day. I think Creighton, one of his main targets, has a big day. Witten, the tight end, always another favorite. He's going to dump the ball to him, and he's going to be able to move the ball as well. Williams will have a big game, too, so we'll see some offense there. And I'm going to say the Cowboys win it 28-21. I think it's still going to be close with the G-men. That's my final nail the score. Matt, what do you think?
Well, if you're listening down on KGCE or KVCE, plug ears. Because there's going to be 100,000 pissed off fans leaving the new Cowboys Stadium. I'm going with the Giants 34-27. I think there's going to be a lot of scoring in this game, not a lot of defense, and I just don't think Romo has the stones to get it done in big games, and this is going to be a huge game. It's the opening of the brand new Jerry Jones Palace, and I just think the Giants are going to be too much to handle, even though they're a little lacking in the wide receiver department with Hakeem Nicks going down, and obviously, you know, no more Plaxico like last year.
Yeah, but that killed him.
I still think the G-men are going to pull it out, and they're going to win 34-27.
34-27. Yeah, it could be I agree with the score. It could be somewhere in that neighborhood. I agree with your assessment of Romo, by the way. I still think, though, that the Cowboys pull this out. And for the year, no. I think Romo is not the right stuff, and I think the Cowboys are going to have a rough year. But I think that they're going to barely win this one, but they will win it. What say you, America? We are nailing the score. You get a chance to do that through the rest of this hour. You can also shoot me an email at americatonight.net. So the number to jingle is the same number, obviously, for the show, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. It's interesting that the computer chose that game, because here we are on Sunday night again. There's a couple of other games that are pretty big, too. I think I mentioned one of them earlier when I was saying that we had Nail the Score coming up, the Patriots at the Jets. You've got also the Ravens at the Chargers, which could be a pretty good game. I like my Eagles with the Saints visiting, so the Saints at the Eagles, of course, Donovan McNabb not going to play in that game. Steelers at the Bears, another big game, especially after Cutler coming off of those four interceptions and no Brian Urlacher, the Bears linebacker, of course, out for the season. But still that matchup, a very, very big one, should be still, I believe, a pretty good game. And let's see what happens with Cutler in front of the home crowd and how he feels and how the people warm up to him. But I'll tell you, Cowboys Stadium officially debuting, big, big. I mean, there are some mind-blowing things about this stadium, and I've mentioned this before. I was there for a preseason game, and it looks like a spaceship when you go to it. And you have to really have your game on, because unless you're parking right next to where you are walking up, it is a hike to get to this stadium, I'll tell you. And it's not cheap. I was invited to the stadium, so that was the good news. But it is not cheap, the tickets at this new one. $1.2 billion. Jerry Jones thinks this is going to be his legacy, and it gets the national debut, the enormous video board hanging over the stage. I think people take their eyes off of what's going on in the field, but a lot of people will be watching this matchup because it's a big, big matchup. Tom in Kansas gets the first honors to crack it open here on Nail the Score. Tom, what do you say?
But Dallas 25-22.
Okay, so you think it's close to and you like the Cowboys.
I don't like the Cowboys. I just think they'll win.
Good for you. I don't like the Cowboys either. We'll see if you nail the score. Thanks.
Have a good week.
You too. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We're getting some emails. I promise you I'll get to the emails, too. Don't worry. We'll record those scores. Charlie's listening to us in Kentucky. Charlie, what do you think?
Well, Kate, I missed it big time last week with the Bears. They let me down. But this week I might have to go with the Giants. I just don't think Romo can play against that defense. And I'll have to say it's going to be about 31-24, Giants.
Ooh, 31-24. So you agree with Matt. You're even giving the Cowboys less credit for scoring and less points, actually. Yeah, the Giants' defense still pretty stellar. And they're not going to be – I don't think they're intimidated at all by these new – by the Giants' stadium. It doesn't matter. But I still think that the offense – somehow for Dallas is going to find a way to win, and if they don't, they're going to get shellacked in this town, let me tell you. Thanks for calling us, Charlie. We got you down, brother.
Thank you, Kate.
31-24, so that's what Charlie says. What do you say? 800-259-5791. You know, there are, like I said, there are a lot of distractions about this stadium, no doubt, but a lot of people will be praising Jerry, I think, for his innovations there, too. Darnell, also listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Darnell, what do you say?
I say Dallas 30 and the Giants 27.
30-27, my man, I like it. So you're playing on the same side of the ledger this week as me. So you think the Cowboys' offense, big day for them. They had a horrible season last year at the tail end where they were humiliated by the Eagles and they need to bounce back in front of the home crowd, right?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't even have to.
All right, we got you down there. We got you. You're locked and loaded. Don't worry about it. Like we said, you just have to choose the numbers, baby. That's how we roll here. 800-259-5791. Hang with us.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When it comes to emergency preparedness, you know it's the responsible thing to do for you and your family. You also know that preparedness, though a necessity, can cost hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Unfortunately, in these tough economic times, most cannot get ready for emergency situations. For many, preparedness has been placed on the back burner. This year has been tough for everyone. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't have any less of a chance in a crisis. That's why Ready Reserve is offering wholesale pricing to the public. When you're ready, give us a call, and we'll work with your budget and family size to help you grow your preparedness needs. The worst thing you can do is nothing. Ready Reserve Foods is here to help you make that first affordable step. Call Ready Reserve now and ask for a free catalog. Call 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods. 1-800-453-2202. Making preparedness simple since 1972.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
The New Yorkers are coming to Texas to take on the Dallas Cowboys. That is our game of the week, week two, for Nail the Score. Hey, everybody, Kate hanging out with you, hoping that somebody nails that score this time around. Interesting side note to this game, Matt Mosley, a buddy of mine who writes for ESPN, did a little story on this. Brandon Jacobs, running back for the Giants, said that Dallas should have hosted the Lions for the first game at Cowboy Stadium instead of the Giants, because he was talking, he was actually responding, I guess, to some trash talking from DeMarcus Ware, of course, the master of the defense for the Dallas Cowboys. Jacobs said he hated the Cowboys with a bloody passion. There's always a lot of trash talking between both the Cowboys and the Giants. In the NFC East, this is definitely one of the big rivalries. I think the Giants come to town ready to play, but the Cowboys win. My guess was 28-21. Matt foolishly disagreed. He says the Giants are going to disappoint all those fans who are going to leave the stadium. 34-27 is his guess. Tom in Kansas likes Dallas 25-22. Charlie in Kentucky likes the G-Men 31-24. Darnell in Kentucky likes Dallas 30-27. I have a slew of email. If you're working, don't worry. You can shoot me an email only till the top of the hour, americatonight.net. Ricky is listening to us in Kentucky. Ricky, what do you say?
I say second-time caller, and I'm a diehard Pittsburgh fan, so I'm going to hate to put this out there, but I'm going to go with Dallas 24-17, and gee whiz, I hope it don't hurt the hopes of the Pittsburgh fans. You can't be a Dallas and Pittsburgh fan. It's just impossible.
I totally agree there. You talk about bad blood. Are you kidding me?
Exactly. So that hurts me to say it, but I got close to last week. We'll see what we can do with it this week.
Yeah, Ricky, because good luck to you. I hope you win. If you win, that would be pretty funny to tell people, yeah, you know what, I won this big prize pack from that broad on America Tonight, and I picked Dallas, guys. Maybe you wouldn't tell them that it was Dallas.
No, I believe I'd tell them my wife picked it, and, you know, she just used my name.
I love that. Have a good weekend. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Clifford is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Cliff, how are you?
Well, how are you this morning, Kate?
I'm good. What do you think?
I'm going to go with the Giants 28-14.
Okay, 28-4. Wow, so you only think two touchdowns for the Cowboys on their debut.
Thank
national
you.
TV Sunday night. Jeez.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see. You could be right. Absolutely. Have a good one. I know you'll be watching. Everybody, see, this means I'm helping NBC because more people are going to watch. Jana is listening to us in Iowa. Jana, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Kate.
Good.
I'm going with the Cowboys, and I say it's 32-28.
32-28. I like the score. You know, it's the it's not the obvious score sometimes, the rounded numbers or whatever that you see. And I like that. 32-28.
Yes.
All right, we got you down, Jen. Are you going to be watching to see if you won?
It's possible. it depends, but I'm going to try to catch it, and if I can't, I'll listen to it on the radio.
That's right. So you'll know if you won or not. Thanks, Jana.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right, we got this in from Shay, who sent one to AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net, and Shay writes, Kate, I'm all over the Cowboys, man. Got to give them some love. I think the Cowboys win this 42-14. 42-14. You're crazy. 42-14. We'd have to throw something else extra in that prize pack. But you never know. You never know. I mean, who's to say the score gets run up? I don't know. Then you got Scott, and Scott likes this to be a pretty low-scoring game. He's saying that the Giants are going to beat the Cowboys. It's going to be all about the defense, 14-7. Wow. Oh, man, there'd be one touchdown for the Cowboys and two for the Giants. Again, anything is possible. That's why I say it's like the lottery. You are just choosing numbers. Chris is listening to us in the great state of Connecticut. Hey, Chris.
I'm going to take Giants 27-21.
Are you a Giants fan?
Yes.
Oh, 27-21. So you're at least giving the Cowboys respect that it might be a close game, and obviously you're going to be watching it.
You know, Kate? What is 27-17, sorry.
27-17, okay.
Okay, I love your show.
All right, thanks, Chris.
Okay.
So a Giants fan, 27-17. I know all about the Giants fans. Back when I was in New York, used to cover the Giants fans. They're rabid. I almost think, I should ask Chris this, that the Giants fans are more rabid than the Jet fans. Although if you said that on the air in New York, I don't know that you would be able to actually leave that radio station. You'd have to have someone escort you to your car.
I know, I've heard stories about the Gate D stuff. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what. As someone who covered both teams, I'd say there's more Giant fans, but I'd say that some of the Jet fans might be a little more crazy, a little more like bleacher creatures, you know, more face painters, hard partying, tailgating a little bit more, maybe. That would be accurate to say that. I think population-wise, there are more Giant fans, but the Jet fans are crazy.
I was like the Jets with the two brothers, and the one guy gets on the other guy's shoulder and starts the J-E-T-S, Jets,
yeah.
Jets.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting for people listening to us who don't realize this, how crazy the Jets and the Giants playing at the same field, the Meadowlands.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
The new stadium's going to be a dual stadium, too.
Right. I mean, originally they were proposing two different ones, but forget about it with the expense and whatever. But it's just you just don't think about it. But they're, of course, two different teams. AFC, NFC, but yet, you know, they're playing at the same facility. So when they schedule things, they have to really watch that. It just seems kind of funny to me, because where else can you say that happens? I mean, I can't think of anywhere else, right?
No, the only thing I can think of is the Clippers and the Lakers.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the only thing I can think
of. Yeah, and that didn't used to be that way.
Right.
And that'd be tough, too, if you think about it, scheduling an NBA, the nightmare of all those games and trying,
home games.
Yeah, trying to figure that out to make sure they don't collide in any way.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a fun time. And then you got all the LA events, too, that are at the Staples Center as well.
Oh yeah, that's a big gig. If you're the event coordinator for the Staples Center, oh yeah, you get combat pay by the time you're probably through with the email and the conversations and the back and forth.
It's almost as hard as coordinating this show.
Right. Where's that rim shot? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Or americatonight.net, americatonight.net. This one is from Olivia. Olivia writes in. She says, Kate, I couldn't make up my mind. I'm not really a football fan, but I do know the two teams. I knew who they are. You keep saying that it's a big deal about the Cowboys because it's the unveiling of their big stadium. So I'm going with the Cowboys. I say 37-27. 37-27 Cowboys. All right, 37. Another pretty high score there. So we might see some touchdowns. I love that it's a Sunday night game, though. This is our second Sunday night game. And then we come on the air, of course. And if anybody wins, nail the score, trust me, it will make a very big deal of it. But Sunday night is one of my favorite times to watch football now. And I don't know if it's because, to me, it sort of replaced Monday night. I mean, I watch Monday night, too. But when Madden and Al Michaels started doing the Sunday night game, and NBC got it back, NBC got football, I started to pay attention, I think, to that Sunday night slot. Do you like the Sunday night game, Matt? Oh, Matt's left the building. He's answering the calls. But I'm assuming he does, because he is also getting ready for our show. So it's a good time to kick back and watch. After having watched all day long, you sort of go right into the night, and it might be my favorite game of the week. And of course, it depends on who plays. So we're talking about the NFC East, and it's the Cowboys and the Giants. We're looking for scores. You can only do it till the top of the hour. I have some more emails to get to, and no matter what, if I don't say your email for some reason on the air, I've got it. Trust me, we have no problems with that. So I'll make sure that it counts, as long as it's in, because it has to be fair. As long as it is in before the top of the hour, you'll be locked and loaded, and we'll be able to count it. Or as long as you call before the top of the hour. So either one of those two things. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791.
We've got Michael in Kentucky. He's having a little phone issue, so I got his score. It's 14-0 Giants. So he's going
are
with
you
a,
kidding me?
No. People are hating
Michael
on the Cowboys.
Well, I'm not a Cowboy lover. Trust me. 14 to zip the Giants. Okay.
I don't think these people understand affiliate relations. We have a bunch of Cowboy listeners down in Dallas.
That's right. Well, I'm surprised they're not furiously calling.
I thought I was
going to
be
number.
The only one picking the Giants.
Oh, 14 and
where are all the Cowboy fans at?
I just have to say this. If this score, Michael, is 14 to nothing, oh, my gosh, it'll be they will be booed off the field. Are you kidding? This fans will go crazy. And, you know, I used to say that they were kind of the passive crowd. They weren't the real true football fans in Dallas. But I'll tell you what, they'll be true football fans if there's no point scored by the Dallas Cowboys. All right, more guesses. We're taking them. 800-259-5791.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Okay, folks, quiz time. What resource takes care of your food needs at a moment's notice most of the year, is easily preserved for the rest of the year, is nutritious, abundant, forever GMO-free, and is free for the taking? Give up? Your answer is Wild Edible Food. With Linda Runyon's whole enchilada package on your shelf, you'll never be high and dry when everyone else is up the creek without a paddle. In fact, you'll be able to help everyone you know with the extensive knowledge gained from the 7 items in the whole enchilada package, which include books, cards, and video, as well as 2 free gifts. Now, I'd love to say this resource will always be available as your safety net, but in a national emergency, that may just not be true. And it's still now on sale. That's right, until September 21st, everything's still 10% off. So go to our website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of this offer before September 21st, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE for the easiest and cheapest food backup plan. Don't miss it.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
And we're doing this nail the score thing, taking a break from conversations about health care and missile defense and ACORN getting slammed to the ground by the House and the Senate. And we're talking about slamming of another kind going on in the NFL. Who's going to slam who? Or maybe it's going to be a tight game between these two teams. It's the Sunday night game, which NBC carries. And I was mentioning how it's one of my favorites. So you got, of course, the New York Giants on the road taking on the Dallas Cowboys. Both have a win under their belt. The Giants barely over the Redskins. The Cowboys annihilated Tampa. I don't think that was a surprise, however. I mean, Tony Romo had 353 yards last week and 3 touchdowns. He should have. Barbara had a touchdown. Creighton Ariel, the wide receiver, had a touchdown. But Manning was no slouch in their win. I mean, just a touchdown, but you know, over 250-some yards, and, you know, I think it's going to be a good game, let's put it that way, between both of them, and it'll be pumped up like nobody's business, the whole unveiling of Cowboys Stadium. I can only imagine how excited Jerry Jones and the Cowboy folks are over there. Edna in Kansas. Edna, what do you think?
Oh, I think the Giants, 22, Cowboys 17.
Ooh, all right, so Edna likes the G-Men. We'll see. Maybe you're going to be the winner and nail the score.
Okay.
All right, Edna, good luck. We love it that Edna calls us and participates. Good for her. See, anybody can do this. You don't know anything about football, or maybe you do know something about football. Either way, it's just a guess. It's kind of like doing the Keno thing at 2 in the morning or 3 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? You're sitting there, you're eating that Chinese food, and you're just circling a bunch of numbers. Actually, I'm kind of disappointed that the computer didn't pick the Saints and the Eagles. Of course, the Eagles are my team, but it's an earlier game. And this game could be pretty interesting for Philadelphia. And, you know, you want to talk about people going crazy. And it was last week for the Eagles. I mean, it was a layup, obviously. But Donovan McNabb was injured. So, you know, now you're looking at had to come out of that game. Now you're looking at a couple of different twists to this, including the fact that, boy, if Michael Vick had been able to jump into this game already, but he still has to do 3, and then he can, you know, then he can play. He can practice with the Eagles, but he can't play. Now, McNabb is saying, the team is saying, that he's still doing all he can do to play on Sunday because it's their home opener against the Saints. But I don't know. I heard from an insider that it's definitely pretty iffy about McNabb. It's not a surprise that they're playing it close to the vest before they really put him on that injury report. I mean, he's on the injury report before they really say he's not going to play. If not, it's going to be Kevin Kolb. He was their second-round draft pick in 2007, so this would be his first NFL start. Phil is listening to us in Missouri. Phil, what do you think is going to happen?
Dallas 34-21.
Good man. So you're picking the Cowboys. You think like I do that this is their opener and they're going to win it.
Yeah, they just got too many receivers for everybody to cover, for New York to cover.
Yeah, I think that too. I mentioned that before. I think he'll spread the ball around, and I think it'll be a good day for the Cowboys. But it's still, you're putting him still pretty close, and I did as well. So maybe you'll nail the score. Phil, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Game of the week is randomly chosen. Don't complain to me. Randomly chosen by the computer, the New York Giants visiting the Dallas Cowboys. As I said, there could have been a couple of other games that might have played out, like Steelers and the Bears, one of the other ones I mentioned, Patriots and the Jets. That would be an interesting game, I think. This could be a laugher, the Vikings and the Lions. Any chance that that's going to be a game, do you think, Matt, the Vikings and the Lions? I'm going to say no.
It surprisingly has been very close between these two teams. The Vikings have come out on top. I think we've won the last 13 out of 14. But the last 4 or 5 games have all come down to like the last quarter or even overtime. So I'm not counting the Lions completely out just because I don't want to jinx anything, but I think the Vikings will win.
You know what I like? You are a true Minnesota fan because you always say, we, you know, you never know. We have a tough one, or we, you always refer to we like you play for the team, and I love that about you.
You didn't know that I suit up? And I'm the
bench. You're on the bench.
Backup.
That's why sometimes you're late getting to the studio.
Exactly.
Don't you know that, Matt? Don't you know that he's on that squad? He's on the practice squad.
Yeah, and then I complained about playing time. They made me run extra wind sprints, and so now I'm all tired. When I get here, I'm all gassed.
I guess if I wasn't a female, I'd probably say we too when it came to the Eagles, but I just know I can't get away with that. So, but that is a true sign of a fan because you're living and breathing the Vikings deal, which by the way, now Brett Favre and his new purple numbered shirt, his jersey is number one, the number one seller. They are gobbling it up. Gobbling it up in Minnesota. Week 2, if they beat the Lions, which I think they should. I know Matt doesn't want to jinx it, but I think it should be a layup for them. And then there they are, 2-0, and off to the races. It's so early in the season, so it's very tough to make predictions. All right, I got a couple more that have come in through the internet. If you don't hear the score, don't worry, because I get a flurry sometimes at the end. I promise we will put them in. Here's one from Leo, and Leo says, Kate, love the show. I'm always listening. I love it that you do nail the score. I'm going to say that the Cowboys win it, and I think this final score is going to be 30-17. 30-17. All right, we also have Darren in Kentucky. Hey, Darren. Darren, what do you say?
I say the Giants 31-24.
All right, Giants. So you're going with the G-men, Darren. We're gonna let you fly. We're gonna go to another Kentuckian. Steve is listening to us in Kentucky. Steve, what do you say?
Cowboys 21-7.
All right. So you think that they're gonna just slay Eli Manning?
Yep. First time caller here.
Are you a Cowboy fan?
Yeah. I was actually going to call you. You had mentioned Brett Favre earlier, and I actually had one of his Wheaties boxes with his figurine and stuff, and I still got it. But I can't – what was the team that he played for where he retired?
Green Bay.
Yeah, I had his Wheaties box, and I'm still hanging on to it.
You know what? Still hang on to that because he's a surefire Hall of Famer, and that becomes pretty valuable as you move along. So hang on to it. That's very cool. It's funny. Thanks for the call. We got you down, Mr. Cowboy fan, and keep listening and call us again during Nail the Score. It's a lot of fun. So you're a true Cowboy fan, 21-7. I have a lot of sports memorabilia, a lot of cool things. Since you're a Cowboy fan, I did a show that Tom Landry, it was great. Tom Landry did a show with me, came on, talked about the old Cowboy team, signed a football for me, and I did, during that same show, Roger Staubach stopped by, and it was a lot of fun, and they all signed this football that I had. I actually had a couple footballs, I gave a couple to charity, and I had one for me, and that's part of my collection. And then I have a slew of baseballs, one from the great Willie Mays. 800-259, the basket catch. 800-259-5791. Oh, time's up. So if you take the next couple of minutes, you can shoot us an email. Or if you call the studio right now, if you call that number, we'll let Matt grab it. And I promise we'll count it. 800-259-5791, since it's officially not the top of the hour. Good luck to everybody who participated in Nail the Score.
Cowboys! Yeah!